Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Soapy J, Paige Owens, Ian Troman Mason, Becca Reed, Michael Clayton. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Episode 68 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
James Ross.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
Ben Meredith.
And who are you playing?
Sir Bertrand McGuffingham.
Pramitsula Harun Altahan.
Sasha Rackett.
Grizzop Drick, Act Amsterdam.
Yeah, because Grizzop just got a job offer, I believe.
Well, yes.
Pretty much.
About like 5 seconds ago.
Pretty much.
One combat round, as I recall.
Oh, sorry, 6 seconds ago.
6 seconds ago. I mean... I might take you out of combat time. I don't know. We'll see. I could do the entire episode in combat time.
It's going to be an aggressive contract negotiation done entirely in combat time.
Offer! Counter-offer! Right. So, what has happened? Very recently, you are all in Prague. You are all here because of things to do with the simulacrum. Specifically, that there was reference to the university and studies being done there. So, presumably, it's a place worth hitting up.
We're basically looking for notes.
Yeah, exactly.
To either recover and take back to the meritocrats or to destroy so no one can ever do bad things again.
You're just going to be going around with a picture of a badly drawn robot going, "Have you seen this? Have you seen this?" Might work.
The thing is we know the dates. So basically, I think we want a list of room bookings.
Pretty much.
That's how universities work, right?
Yep.
Yes, room bookings is not actually a terrible idea. And one I hadn't considered of, and I will make quick adjustments to my notes.
Should I have emailed you this during the week leading up to this session?
No, that's just a really, really innovative solution to a problem. And I respect your craft.
Bertie also has a spin-off bit from his side quest because he believes that Isaac Newton's offices contain, when he finds them, because they are mysterious and hidden to the ages, but they will have a secret treasure trove, including possibly the instructions or clues or notes, whatever, to find Homer's tomb.
Indeed.
And also the stuff that was borrowed from Hannibal's tomb.
No doubt it was assisting in research.
Yep.
I mean, you're entitled to it insofar as once people forget the thing that was originally discovered, it's just fair game again.
The British Museum is entirely entitled to everything that is discovered. Exactly. It's that
unless I discovered it.
Unless I discovered it. Yes.
And obviously we got introduced to Grizzop because Zolf went away.
Just realised with talk of the tombs, I have three living characters extant in the world.
So yes, you do.
Don't meet up.
Yes, you do.
You just need enough to take on the rest of the party and then kill us all. And staff the podcast with just yourself.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, spin there off. You go. We'll do a spin off one where Ben plays all
Please,
four
no.
And who do we have with us today? Ben Meredith. Ben Meredith. Ben Meredith and Ben Meredith. Who are you playing?
I can only do three of them.
Yeah. The thing is, they're quite different, aren't they?
They are quite different.
Oh, yeah, there's a full party in there.
I'm just saying, guys, switching accents that rapidly is incredibly difficult, and I definitely want to hear it recorded.
Maybe it's a Patreon, though.
Yeah. But before you got introduced, of course, after Zolf left, Bertie managed to definitely get one up over on a merchant seller.
Yeah.
You just got all of the deals.
I'm a very savvy consumer.
Lost a fight with your own sword, and then ended up in a bit of a scrap with a bunch of zombies, because zombies, that's as far as you know. So we'll be picking up exactly where we left off. However, things to be bearing in mind, everyone leveled. I kind of did the maths after the session and realised that you all leveled. So everyone's now a level up.
Oh my god, are we doing it in a computer game way where it just bings and suddenly you're better than you were?
There's a little exclamation part
at
one point hovering above Sasha's head. It's really annoying because when she's crouching behind things, everyone can see it. Try to, like, bat it away, and it's just like, no!
I think that's probably why quest givers don't go on adventures, because they've got this explosion.
It's a liability. Yeah.
Terrible. Well,
if you glow all the time, it must be really, really hard.
That's why you have to go kill the rats for them, because they can't fit in the basement.
Exactly, and there's always those arrows pointing directly to them, which is quite hard in any kind of sneak mission.
Find him!
Ah! Yeah, it's really hard.
Paladins have detect evil, which is basically hover my cursor over it and see if it turns red as well. So, you know.
But you have all leveled, and there's no better way to start an episode than give me a will save, Sasha.
Ooh. 5 plus 4 is 9.
You are compelled towards Bertie. Not in a sense of any kind of interest or anything like that. A sleepy kind of dreamlike quality comes over you, and your feet of their own accord just start drawing you towards Bertie. You don't have a particular plan in mind or anything like that. You are just now walking towards Bertie. But Bertie, give me a perception check.
7 minus 1 is 6.
6.
Excellent.
Sasha is walking towards you. There you go, that's what you notice.
Hello, young lady.
All right.
Your compulsion is merely to be as close to him as possible. Not in a dodgy way, just to stand within his personal space.
Just guarding your flank here. Just saw an open flank. Just
thank you.
Just guarding it. No worries.
Are you a priest of Artemis? Is that an Artemisian symbol?
Priest? No.
No?
Paladin.
Oh, excellent.
Hence clank clank.
That makes sense, yes. I'm not very knowledgeable about religion.
Well, if it's wearing metal, it's probably a paladin.
Okay. Anyway, would you like a job? Are you looking for mercenary work?
Potentially. I'm kind of already on a job right now, but...
Well, of course, I don't want to interrupt anything. Do you think there are any more... If you're a paladin, can you tell if there are any more undead around? Do we need to be looking elsewhere for them?
Not really. That's more of a... clerical task.
Oh, of course, yes. Sorry.
Magical legends.
Which is precisely what that means in this universe. Yeah, so you might describe that as a clerical error.
It's an ecumenical matter.
Would you mind attempting to detect undead? Are there any other zombies around here?
Well, I can look, and no, usually they just walk towards you.
But that's more of a...
They look like they were coming out of that building. Should we look inside?
Hamid and Grizzop, can you give me perception checks?
Ooh, that was a Bertie roll.
23.
13.
13? Grizzop.
Yes.
That rogue one that kept screaming the word help has serious personal space issues and is a bit weird. The rest of you are far too engaged in what's actually happening to notice.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll turn to Hamid. But
is she all right? Is she with you? Is she with him?
We're an adventuring company.
No, I just mean...
What?
That is... Even with the minimal...
With Bertie?
No, I mean...
Oi, mate, what's your problem? I'm just guarding his flank in case anyone comes up.
Finally, with it being addressed, Hamid, you roll sufficiently high enough to realise that she's basically treading in his footsteps. If he shuffles his feet, her foot is immediately behind where the other one was. She's as close as she can be.
Sasha, I don't think we're in immediate danger anymore. You can probably stop guarding his flank now.
It just seems like the right thing to do. I've learned over a long time in this kind of work, Hamid, to listen to my intuition.
I mean, this is less of a guarding exercise and more of a waltz now, really, isn't it? So
it might be worth mentioning that I'm looking for a rogue mage. The kind of person who may create a bunch of zombies and maybe compel people to stand next to each other quite close.
Oh! fearful powers!
Varying levels, but... You know,
so a necromancer, but also a romancer, isn't
it? Yes!
Hey, one of my favourite ever characters was someone that was so... Her charisma, modifier was so freaking low that she would just go into pubs and cast... make friend.
Oh, that's so depressing.
That's tragic.
Yeah, got a lot of information that way, but also love.
I cast Detect Magic.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and assume that you look at...
Sasha,
and concentrate.
Yep.
Okay, fair enough. There is a magical aura. Coming from Bertie, not from Sasha... Specifically, you are seeing a necromantic aura coming from the ring that's still upon Bertie's finger. It's obviously there are other magical auras which you have become familiar with already, but the ring upon Bertie's finger is very clearly necromantic.
Bertie, I definitely need to see your ring.
It's mine and it's fabulous. You can't have it. It wouldn't go with anything you're wearing.
I don't want to wear it.
To your eyes, it has a sickly green, pulsating glow which seems to reach over an unusually large distance for an item of that size.
I'm going to try and identify it.
Go for it.
It's a spellcraft check. 21.
21. At first glance, it appears to be a ring of repel undead. However, given the additional knowledge of looking at it and seeing the magical auras are a bit weird and kooky, it is probably having the reverse effect. It looks like it probably was a ring of repel undead that someone deliberately messed around with so that it would attract undead.
When did you get that ring, Bertie?
See, I was very canny, and I haggled really very successfully.
Sasha, give me a perception check.
12 plus my new higher perception of 10. Oh. 22.
22. The second that you get a glint of that ring, you want it. Not to the point you're going to hurt him, not to the point that you're going to do anything weird and aggressive, but you actively want that ring. That's the nature of your compulsion, that you've realised you were being drawn towards that ring and you want it.
Is Bertie distracted talking to Hamid?
Yes.
Oh, if you want to make a sleight of hand.
We both roll opposed perception checks.
Okay. 5 minus 1 is 4.
14 plus 12 is 26.
I only rolled 20. Surely I have a pretty big bonus for looking directly at the ring while it's happening. I don't know. It may only be plus 5,
maybe,
which is not enough.
Bertie has turned away. Yeah. And he's holding and is looking you over his shoulder. He's suspicious of you. He's not suspicious of Sasha. She's got
his flank. Bertie is gesturing emphatically with the ring and waving his hand. It's like he's an early Tony Blair gesticulating. He very briefly flicks his hand behind his shoulder for a fraction of a second, comes back and just doesn't notice that the ring is no longer on his finger.
That is exactly what happens.
Where did it go?
What? Sasha, where did it go?
The second that it's off his finger, it's a vaguely expensive looking thing. You suddenly have no desire to own the thing. It's not like you're repelled by it, it's now just a ring in your hand.
I had a ring here a moment ago.
Where did it go?
Right on my finger.
If you wouldn't mind, I've got a job to do.
Yes, we should help you.
Okay. Yes, well,
the zombies attacked us too.
Yes, and...
Right, okay, yeah, no, I'll take help.
There's a rogue mage around.
Rogue is my least favourite kind of mage.
Are you talking about a mage that's gone dodgy? Or something yes. that is both a rogue and a mage?
Don't worry, young lady. A rogue mage is my least favourite kind of mage. But it takes a while to think about this. The only thing worse than being talked about... Hang on.
So, yeah, I think checking out that building's a great idea.
But where did the ring go? Did it fall off your finger, Bertie?
It must have done, and Bertie starts looking around as if he's looking for a contact lens on the ground.
Is the ring particularly important?
Well, haggling, along with this bag of holding and this 6,000 of platinum.
Oh, God!
Bertie takes them out and shows these to Hannah because he's dead proud of this haggling he's done.
Okay, where were you storing the platinum?
It would just be with his regular currency.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not in the bag.
So the bag of holding.
Identify roll.
Go for it.
28. No, 19. Sorry.
Those are two very different yes. figures. Which one?
I carried the one wrong.
Hey! That's the best TV trope, Matt.
Yeah. Did you carry the one in the cursed bag of holding? That's why you did it so badly.
Bryn used to be a teacher. physics, I think, not maths directly.
No, I taught maths.
You taught maths. Yep. I taught maths. Sorry about the children.
So was it 19?
Do as I say, 19. Not as I do.
It was 19. Okay. It's absolutely a cursed bag of holding.
Bertie, put it down! It's got a curse on it!
It's not. Apparently, it doesn't have a strong necromantic vibe the same way the ring did. You didn't roll high enough to specifically tell how it is cursed, but it's bad news. It's not, like, potently powerful, but it's enough to be tangibly a problem.
What this thing? Are you going to say something wrong with it?
Yes, it's cursed! As was the ring. Once it would have been a ring... of repel undead, but they've been cursed to attract them.
Wait. Oh, well, that's handy, isn't it?
So why was she next?
Because of my tremendous personal magnetism. I realise you haven't known us very long, Mr. Grizzle, but, you know, I am enormously charismatic. I draw people to me like moths to a flame, and they dance around me in my orbit, and then they touch me, and then they burn up, mostly with desire, but sometimes rage... And
but it continues.
I'm just very aware of tactics, mate. So I was just guarding.
Some are drawn to my wisdom for tactical reasons.
That's
you know.
Not what I said, but all right.
Okay. Yeah. No. Good.
But should we look inside this building for this mage?
Yes. I want my ring back. I think it's an enormous tactical advantage for being drawing undead to me. Would you like to have undead drawn to you?
No.
Or you, young lady, or you, Mr. Grizzop? No.
Not particularly, no.
I would say that it would be an excellent idea for the zombies to come lining up to me to queue in an orderly fashion so I may skewer them in the manner of a kebab.
Actually, it was quite handy in that previous fight where they were trying to...
Well, in some ways.
Can people, you know, fix cursed rings? Are they fixed
rings? Yes.
So something that was cursed like that wouldn't be, like, completely useless?
Well, you could get the curse removed and the item would retain its original effect.
Oh, alright. Well, I'll help you look for it.
Well, but clearly it's come off, so it's not...
Yes, it must be around here somewhere.
A lot of cursed items can't be removed. That's the really ones you have to really worry about.
Right, so if we all just look for the ring, hopefully we'll find it quickly and can get on with things.
Okay. Alright, look, here it is.
Slam. Sash is really good at finding things.
That's very impressive. Well done, young lady. Thank you very much. Bertie goes to take the ring out of Sasha's hand.
Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea not to wear it, though.
Well, that's why it's useful.
But that's entirely the purpose of the exercise.
But then people will, like...
Bertie puts the ring straight on.
We'll save for Sasha!
15 plus
4.
19.
19?
Yeah.
Don't know what they're going on about.
Yeah, it's fine, I think.
There we are. No problem at all. Now, if we may briefly, before we enter the building, this bag of holding, now should I hang onto it? Because we might get it uncursed later, because a bag of holding would be quite
useful. Yes, but don't use it.
Don't use it. Right.
Keep it. Away from any other magical items.
Don't hold it.
No, don't hold anything in it.
All right, very well.
Maybe Hamid should hold it.
No, don't think that's a good idea.
Very well, I shall simply hold it, I shall attach it. To my waistband. The other matter, of course, is this large sum of currency. Now, please tell me this currency is not cursed, have it?
Detect magic is still active.
There's a middling illusion magic on it.
Oh dear.
What?
Can I tell any more than that?
Give me a roll.
Spellcraft again.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, not a good roll. 14.
14. Let me double check. You will get a chance to disbelieve if you start handling the currency.
Okay, I'll do that. It's a will save,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's a will save.
Hammond is about the only person the Virgin would let rough through his currency.
Oh, that's a very good roll. 25. No, 24.
It's really easy for you to disbelieve because he's gone platinum, 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 passed it to you, and it's about half the weight it should be, and doesn't even, like, the physical shape of it doesn't even match the bars that it appears to visually have. Your best guess, I mean, you give it, like, a bit of a sniff and something, I think he's holding bars of iron that are just cut into vaguely, like, oblong shapes to resemble plaque
pieces. I don't think this is platinum, Bertie.
What?
I think someone's cast an illusion on it.
Ah! Bertie lets out a roar of rage that would blow the mics entirely. But like, it's an enormous bellow. Like I said, he is so, so angry.
We'll do the anime thing where we zoom out, zoom out, zoom out, and then it's like away from the planet. That's still in the air, and like, it's shaking.
It's
and
a roar so loud that it has a mechanical effect of alerting all the enemies nearby. Like, that's how angry he is.
I can also point out that Sasha is now standing pointedly as far away from Bertie as...
You know what, actually? It's a fair point. That was a big yell. Give yourself one sonic damage because your ears were so close.
Okay. Right,
barely heard it over here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're fine.
Far away. I think we should all stand further away from Bertie. No one here.
I don't suppose that this rogue mage was perhaps also a gnomish merchant.
No.
That's quite the nuisance.
We'll have to deal with the merchant later. We should go in this building and search for the mage.
Yes.
We've been standing here for
Sasha
far too long.
This is what happens with Al Zolf. Nothing. Nothing
goes
happens.
Into the building.
Okay, cool.
I will follow. This is actually my turn.
Bertie sulks.
Come on, Bertie.
Into
we'll,
the building.
We'll go and find the merchant later.
I'll slit that gnome open.
Perception checks for everybody.
4.
Good.
12.
Good.
16.
Good.
Also 16.
Okay. So the two members of the party who technically should be quite good at seeing things, you start to head towards the building. It becomes very apparent that the fireball did a huge amount of structural damage at the front, which made it quite difficult to dig through.
Mm-hmm.
As you do so and head further in, it's not a particularly large building. In fact, it appears to be basically a rubbish souvenir shop. Insofar as, obviously, everyone who's coming to this square are probably going up to the university and from the university come back down. It would be, you know, I came to Lower Prague and all I got is this t-shirt. Except because they're all such a no-nonsense, you know, we're talking about the whole brutalist, like, efficiency thing. It's basically just, like...
I went to the university, full stop.
It's the equivalent of t-shirts that say, I went to Prague.
Prague t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Bertie sees a jar full of gonks. You know the gonks? But because this is Prague brutalism, they're all grey. So he just takes one out, peels it off. It's got a little tape that just says Prague on it. And he sticks it on his shoulder.
You could have a rock that says, this is rock, printed rock. Through the middle.
Yeah.
Is a gonk the little fluffy ball with googly eyes on it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because coming out of Bertie's face, it does sound like
It does sound like a derogatory term for Grizzop.
Yeah.
It's true.
No, that's just what he does. So now everyone will know I've been to Prague.
Anyway,
it's a little hat for the falcon.
Heading in, you see, unfortunately, behind the counter of this terrible souvenir shop that's just culturally alien, what looks like a pair of feet poking out from behind the counter. They are not moving, but similarly, they do not appear to be particularly zombified. It looks like people feet.
Bertie taps the end of one of them with the end of his bastard sword.
Nothing happens.
Hello, wake up! Hello!
What? Wait, are they buried under the rug?
They're currently just behind the counter, and there's like a stand of clothes has fallen across them. There are just a pair of feet poking out from behind the counter.
Pick up the stand of clothes.
There is a dead person who looks to have had a few chunks taken out of them. Ooh. By the teeth of other people.
So zombies in this world...
You know this for a fact, Grizzob. A standard zombie is not infected insofar as it won't infect people Romero style.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are types of zombie that can.
Sure. What is the good way to lay a zombie to rest, or like a person who would be zombified? Is it just cut the head off? But do it in a respectful, but please don't wake up. Basically, I respect that you are dead and I wish to put you to rest, but also please don't stand up and try and eat.
Simplest way to tell if they are a zombie or are going to turn into one anytime soon, lay on hands. Positive energy, if they start, you know, burning up immediately, you're fine. There may be like an incubation-y period.
I think there's a zeroth level spell, which is prevent this corpse from ever rising as undead as well.
Protect corpse or something.
Paladins don't get zero level spells.
Yeah. As it stands, lay on hands would be a thing that would immediately let you know if it's about to get up and take a bite out of you, but that's about it.
Okay. Right.
Lay those hands.
Well, I've only got seven of those a day and they heal people. Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay. Don't worry about it. I got 10 healing potions from that. Oh,
oh no!
Don't drink them, Bertie.
I'll go up to the corpse and lay on hands.
Nothing happens. They neither explode into flames nor get up and go, well, thank you.
It looks like this zombie is not infectious. So if you get bitten, don't worry. Just don't die.
Zombies can be infectious.
Yeah.
Yes, they can pass on the zombie magic.
I mean, things that Grizzop know. There are zombies that can turn other people into zombies. There are zombies that just carry actual plagues. There are zombies that like mess around with magic. There's so many zombies. Like, who has the time to check what kind of zombie it is every time? Honestly.
It appears to be your common or garden variety zombie. Yeah.
And I will just do a quick sort of little burial rite. Like, I don't know, like...
I'm sad you're dead, sorry. Kind of.
Yeah, but a little bit, with a little
a collection of, like, novelty, this is a prog, coins that you could lay on the eyes, that kind of thing.
I'm sure there's a way, like an Artemisian way that's done, which is like...
Put a gonk in his mouth.
For the boatman.
I'm going to take a break there. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I just wanted to take a moment to let you know about the jobs page that we have on our website. Some of you might have already noticed, but if you look under the About tab at rustyquill.com, you'll find a list of all the positions that we're looking to fill as we expand. Right now, for instance, we're looking for people with marketing experience, HR experience, and visual artists, along with multiple other roles. Anytime we have a role that needs filling, we post it on there and also let people know via social media. So, if you want to work with us, make sure to join our Facebook page or follow us on Twitter via @TheRustyQuill. Then, if we mention a job and you think you're the right person for it, you can go to the website for more information and start the process of joining our team. That's all for now. Thanks, as always, for all your support, and we look forward to meeting everyone that applies.
And welcome back. So we will be finishing off the Artemisian rite, I
yeah,
suppose.
So Grizzle being rushed, because you know you've got to find this kind of thing, quickly closes the corpse's eyes, says,
"Ashes to ashes, fun to funky, now go off, join the celestial hunty. Like, let's go."
That seems undue.
What does funky mean in this world?
You know,
start to hell. Hell.
No,
historical. But disco eight.
It means you have a natural rhythm.
Right.
Of course. Look, why are you all laughing?
I don't think in character anyone's laughing.
Ham Hamid is entirely serious, but Bryn is losing it. And it's also sad he didn't get credit for that joke.
Oh, yeah,
I came up with it.
It'll
be in the credits.
Oh, dear.
Credit to.
Yeah, we want a special thanks to Bryn for that joke.
Okay, is it perhaps worth searching the body, or should we proceed throughout the rest of the building?
No, that's probably... This is going to be a shop attendant. I'll quickly pat him down, but...
They have... Yeah.
Oh, he's packing heat.
Oh,
man, something's right to shoot this guy.
26.
Had a troubled past.
26, you find a wallet which includes a picture of their family and, like, an address, a home address, the equivalent of a social security number.
I'll grab him.
Yep. Oh my God, he's an identity thief.
I'll grab him, but leave the social security number so the authorities can do it, but then I can go and
That's
say fine to the family.
Yeah, in terms of him, nothing particularly untoward or unexpected.
It was a civilian.
Yeah, a complete civilian.
Yeah. No, it was just a civilian that got caught up in it.
However, everyone give me a perception check now that you've found that body. 10. 18. Mm-hmm.
15.
You see there is, at the back, what looks like a stock room that appears to have been trashed.
Open the door to the stock room. Oh, wait, how would I have seen that it was trashed?
The door is ajar.
Is it?
It is.
Bertie, with sword and shield drawn, because and it's not Saravala McGuffingham's bastard sword that has been drawn.
I don't know why what the problem would be there.
Oh, you know what? Okay, this is what Bertie does. Bertie kicks open the door and he just chucks Saravala McGuffingham's sword just through the door. Just through the door. So he briefly gets a moment. He's like, there we are! Scout ahead! Just
ding,
tosses
ding,
it
ding,
in.
Ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. Then just walks in.
Before you do, light begins to emit from the sword, filling the room. The room is now lit where it was dark before, coming from the sword.
That's handy.
Yes.
Bertie continues with his regular, less chatty and irritating sword and shield, and looks around the room.
Looking around the room, it appears to have been trashed because an enormous number of zombies appear to have traipsed their way through, and they're not coordinated, and boxes were on the floor. In fact... You can see that it looks like a hole has been broken in what looks to be a back wall. However, that appears to lean downwards. Possibly it used to be a midden or something similar ages ago, but, you know, these things get converted a lot. So in the back of the shop, behind the counter, there is a hole in the wall. However, it looks like something broke up through the floor, really, and took a bit of the wall out with it. So something has come from underground there.
They appear to have found the source of the zombies. Come from below! Bertie kicks the sword across the floor in the direction of the hole, so it's just leaning on the edge.
Before we go into the underground looking for the zombies, do we have all the supplies we might need?
I do.
Oh, brilliant. You're great.
Thanks.
Grizzup's going to leave, not because he thinks that, like, any of you are a problem, it's just like, they're just irritating. Yeah. It's just really quite
just,
socially
just
inept.
Weird.
Yes.
All right, Bertie, I think that glowy sword is probably worth quite a bit. I don't know about kicking it.
No, I don't know.
Praise sword.
Give me a roll.
17 plus 8.
So.
Maths teacher. 25.
So, at a glance already, yeah, it's worth loads. It's worth loads and loads. You remember Meta that Bryn was throwing around a figure of sort of north of about 20 grand, something like that. However, the second that you go over to it, and obviously you pick it up to actually have a look at it, guess the weight, see the weighting of it, you hear, of course, unbeknownst to you, hello.
Oh my.
Oh my.
All right, mate.
You all right?
Yeah. How much do you think you're worth then?
There is a brief moment where it feels like a bunch of your memories are quickly being flicked through. It's not actually unpleasant insofar as... You dealt with Mr. Ceiling directly. He messed around in your head. That was like someone with grubby fingers poking through. It was horrible. This is a very light touch. It's just kind of flicking through going,
oh, well, I suppose I'm quite valuable, yes, although a certain McGuffingham couldn't seem to care.
It's a bit unusual for him, not caring about the monetary value or something.
Well, some people don't like being upstaged. What can I say?
But you can only hear half of this conversation.
You're right? Only hearing what Sasha is saying.
I was about to say, I just lean over to him and goes,
what's going on? Have I come in halfway through like a thing?
Yeah, there's a lot of history.
So listen, just because we need to get on.
I just want you to know that you've got a real style to you. I've been noticing the way you work. I mean, you've got a certain tactical acumen, which frankly, McGuffingham's lacking. If there's anything you can do to help him along in that regard, I'd really appreciate it.
I think Bertie's as likely to listen to me as he is to be able to understand another human being's point of view.
Listen, if there's one thing I've learned...
Enough praise, young lady, and Bertie swipes the sword at the hand, sheathes it quickly. He's taken that remark entirely at face value, because he thinks that both of those things are quite high.
Of course.
Because they're things in which one might have ability, and therefore his is quite good.
Okay, can we go looking for the source of the zombies
downwards
now?
And onwards to the second death of all zombies, yes!
I'd suggest a little bit of tact and maybe stealth.
Why? Bertie charges down.
To answer your initial question, by the way, regarding to the praise... rather than being able to give you an exact fib because you don't know all of its abilities, as it stands, that might be worth more than all of the money that the party has accrued to this point, collectively.
Just, I mean, don't lose it, Bertie, is what I'm saying.
So, heading down into the tunnel. Shocker leads to sewers.
Yep.
Heading down, they're good sewers, like they're well-maintained, they're well-made, they're super efficient. It's a lot better than the other London stuff. That was an ancient thing where they just kind of cobbled it together. This had planning. So whoever did this knew what they were doing.
Well-structured.
Well-structured, yeah.
Almost impregnable.
Oh.
Thank you.
I'll allow it.
Thank you.
They're very pragmatic.
So, yeah, heading down there, you are in a what looks like a standard length of tunnel. There
Check
is,
these
however,
out.
A zombie, which is currently in... basically a mire in the water. So there's a side path on either side of the central channel of water.
Yeah.
And it is mired in the water. It looks like to be tangled up in something, making really rubbish efforts to get up, just sort of going...
Can Bertie do, like, a survival check to, like, track the zombies? Or...
Yeah, that would be a survival check.
Cool. He's at minus one, unfortunately, but it's worth a go. Oh, three minus one is two.
Tell you what, that zombie... probably from the same lot that are up there.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I believe this zombie was from the same batch of zombies that we encountered on the surface.
Great insight, mate. Great insight. Yeah.
Do you want to maybe kill it, Bertie?
Yes, Bertie.
You can...
Do you need to roll? Or...
Here's the thing. Technically, you should be coup de grace because it's helpless and it's basically pinned. However... like, it's not even worth rolling. Your minimum will...
Take 10.
Your minimum, yeah, will absolutely annihilate it. So just... destroy it how you will. Its arms and legs are pinned beneath a log, which it hasn't the coordination to get off it.
Bertie just takes one, like, pretty hefty slice right through, like, a neck going downwards. Mm-hmm. So it's a big chunk of it, part of it peels off.
We will skip ahead to... It turns out that cutting off the head wasn't enough. You did have to sort of, like, do a bit more...
Bit more slice and dice.
It was exceedingly easy.
Yeah.
Grizzop, do you have any way to tell which... way the zombies came from it? Are you a tracker?
I should have a listen and then do a survival check.
Yeah, give a survival check.
Of course, a paladin of Artemis. Hunters, trackers. And also I hear goblins are good at that sort of thing, although you're not allowed to say that these days, are you? Health and safety in the workplace. He's probably good at it, though.
This is so much worse than if you'd have just been antagonistic.
I know. Bertie is a terrible person. Sometimes he doesn't realise he's a terrible person. That's what makes him a worse person.
So I said survival check before flipping my character sheet over and forgetting that I have a minus one in it. So can I change that to a perception check?
No, you can give a survival check because it is tracking and...
14.
14? You are able to discern what Sasha is able to discern even just at a glance, which is that, yeah, there's quite a clear path leading in one direction insofar as, like, oh, tote. There's another tote. There's some dirt.
Bits.
Blood leading across the wall for a bit.
Yes, Dane.
It's a trail of body parts.
Harry Styles. Born in bits.
And we have known them by the trail of death.
So this way, I guess. Come on, everybody.
Good. Excellent. And Bertie starts singing a merry song.
Wait, no, hang on a minute.
Bertie, how about you let me go on ahead? All right? Can I just
scout?
Be a bit quieter.
She can scout.
Yeah.
Oh, Sasha.
Yeah.
Can I just try something quickly?
No.
It'll be fine, I promise.
Really? When are things fine, Hamid? They're often not fine.
There's a spell I want to try.
Right, that... Okay, not on me, then. Your spell seems
Shall I cast it on myself first, and you can see what it does?
Right, yeah.
Hamid casts invisibility.
It works.
Alright, yeah, you can do that. wait, is he there? Hamid chops a hand through the space that you feel.
Ow!
Oh, right. Oh, sorry, Hamid, I thought that you teleported or something.
Oh, so it's not just really small.
Oh. I made myself invisible.
Alright, that's useful.
Yeah, alright. Yeah.
Shall I try it on you now, Sasha?
I mean, will you reappear?
Yeah, it should last about...
Shuffles papers.
Character shuffling, takes a moment to realise that they've just cast a spell for the first time ever with
shuffling
no prep or
some papers.
Research at all.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
Would, that is acknowledging.
Yeah, but would Hamid know?
Yes, he's about to address it.
It'll last about 5 minutes, I think.
You think?
Well, I've never cast it before.
All right, well, how about you cast it on me and I'll sneak anyway, so, you know.
Just whatever you do, let's... Get it moving.
Okay, let's go invisible.
I cast invisibility on Sasha.
I'm presuming she doesn't resist. It works. Sasha's now invisible.
Right, alright, see you guys in a bit.
We'll wait here until you call for us, Sasha.
Yeah, I was going to say I'd go with her, but actually with that I'll probably keep back.
Well, also we can't tell where she's gone.
You can splash her.
No. Gonna...
Message.
Line of sight.
Sasha goes ahead.
Yep.
Oh, she's got like no bars.
After a very, very short distance, there is a turn in the tunnel, which leads off to the left. Again, it looks like something's broken through the wall rather than being a natural part of the tunnel. There's a little bit of water running down there.
Yep.
Give me a perception check.
Only a 6 plus 10, so only a 16.
You hear a faint murmur down what looks like a significantly more earthen, less sewery tunnel. It doesn't look like the catacombs. You remember the catacombs.
Yeah.
This doesn't have the same vibe. It's quite dry for a start. It's not wet.
I assume it's very dark.
It's very, very dark, and it looks like it is mostly earth rather than that kind of warren that you're used to.
Does the murmuring sound more like runes or... Spell magic.
I suppose
magic, make zombies.
Maybe
very
if you were
clever,
to
very clever, very complex stuff.
Maybe if you were to head further in, you might be able to.
I'll head further in.
Okay, fair enough.
So, there's something a bit strange, guys. I didn't know that spell yesterday.
I'm gonna roll a spellcraft thing.
Would Bertie have a knowledge roll for that sort of thing?
That was a critical fail.
Well, so you critically failed.
Yeah, my intention
knowledge,
was to...
Knowledge Arcana would be more appropriate than spell.
I'm keeping
I
that
still
one.
Critically fail. Well, no, I actually can't roll Knowledge Arcana.
That's what I wondered, yeah.
Okay. Nor can I. There's nothing that Bertie would...
No.
Give
me a knowledge. Give me a knowledge history, Bertie.
Okay. This is one of the few times, but thank you for letting me use that skill, which I've got 2 points in.
I never tell you you can't. Yeah. You just rarely use it.
Is that a 9 or a 6? That's either 8 or 11.
Either 8 or 11? Probably Roman. That's what it'd be.
Probably Roman.
Roman said loads of magic.
Roman. Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole meritocrat thing.
Are you actually Roman?
No.
Oh, well, I'm out of ideas.
So your knowledge spellcraft. God, tell you what, that Bertie guy, moron. He's obviously Fey. He's small, he has a cheerful, mischievous misdemeanor. He's definitely one of the, like, kind of wood spirity, mischievous. You know the Fae.
Well, you're not, you know, one of them.
One of what?
Excuse me, Bertie raises a hand.
Cut back to Sasha.
Sneaking.
I have more.
Sneaking, really, really sneaky. Very aware that sound is much more important than vision right now, so invisibility has, if anything, made climbing harder.
Definitely zombies. The zombies are murmuring. Definitely zombies. Holy, there's a lot.
Might sneak back.
So,
you know, the fair folk, the gentry.
Bertie points at himself, like, jabs his finger at his own face, like, twice. Both of those.
Well, you're one of them.
Yes.
Really?
No, I think he means, like, a fae creature.
Yeah.
Like,
Yes?
From... No.
A changeling?
No, oh, no. I'm a halfling.
No, but, you know, you've learned all that. Have you not got changing blood or something?
No.
You must have some kind of heritage. Just,
you know, a friend...
Yeah, halfling.
A friend in the Wicked Witch of the West.
Speaking of which, Sasha returns. I'm compressing time here.
Yeah. Are you calling me a munchkin?
No.
That is an offensive term.
We shouldn't be shouting.
No.
Well, she shouldn't be racist.
That's not what I was saying.
We're listening to an argument between two invisible people.
I forgot I was invisible.
So did I.
Nothing's ever going to get done in this campaign again. I miss Zolf so much. I miss him so much. He was my ally. He kept things moving. And now he's gone.
Now I'm going to be sad about Poseidon.
No, I mean, like the magic, like a fairy.
Yeah. Oh, no, I like women.
No.
No, not like that.
Why would that be a problem? No, we're talking about...
But that's the term people use for it.
Oh, I believe they're saying that you're of magical origin and that you are half fairy, half fae folk.
Exactly that.
Oh, no, my entire family are halflings. Like, going back... Loads of generations.
It's the only reason I can think of is suddenly knowing how to cast spells.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot
it's
of
not
zombies.
The first
one. Ooh, zombies! Brilliant! Excellent!
Remember, you got, you know, pretty gnarled up by two.
There's like a lot of them, and I'm out of bombs.
Right. Okay, maybe an alternate route. Which way did they go? Because we could probably follow it overground.
Well, that way. And then there's another turn into the tunnel around, so gestures, but forgets she's invisible.
Yeah. Right, I probably don't have enough arrows.
You both appear visible because enough time has now passed.
Oh! Right.
That way, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent! Very well!
Hang on a minute! Can't you, like, do that channel positive thing you did?
Channel positive attitude.
I'm really bored.
Yeah. No.
Can we stop at the services? Need a wee.
How many zombies?
Well, just enough to be really loud.
10, 30, 100?
I didn't go in.
Fair
enough. You have no idea. It was kind of echoey, like...
Just lots.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be fair, there was an echo, so it could be one really enthusiastic.
Well, I suppose if we get to a choke point, I could probably hold them back, but...
So bored.
Let's just go then.
Let's do it.
How about you do it with both your swords?
No, one's fine. I think two would be greedy. And Bertie stomps off, and while taking some Everard McGuffigan sword, dipping it in some sewage and then popping it back in the scabbard.
He's not keen on this sword.
He's got a problem with the sword.
No, he might die.
We should go and help him.
Yeah.
We've got to take care of these zombies. I know it's not the ideal circumstances, but. If they get loose into the city above and start attacking more people, that'd be pretty bad.
Yeah, we should go get supplies, like bombs.
That's a good idea, actually. Bertie, come back!
Fire.
I've got fire.
Okay, let's go then.
All right, Bertie, wait there. We're going to buy a bunch of bombs.
For the sake of my sanity, I am accelerating time. You have gone. You have purchased multiple copies of... The closest thing you could find at short notice is Alchemist Fire, but lots of them.
Okay.
You have... managed to get a cutthroat deal. We will not sort out the pricing later. You have 5 flasks of Alchemist Fire.
While this is happening, there's a brief montage shot of Bertie in the sort of Czech brutalist equivalent of one of those little cars you put a couple of coins in to occupy a petulant child outside. And, and now we're back in the sewers. Okay.
Except there's no bounce to it. It just goes forwards.
Yeah.
Very functional. Backwards.
Very functional. That's what you get. 2 seconds.
So... Blah, 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 blah. You're all back where you are, but now you have some alchemist fire. That was the only thing you could find.
Down there.
Excellent. Very well, we should proceed now. Was it through here?
Yeah, it was up that little passage.
Heading to the passage, it's even apparent to Bertie where they came from, because there's the definite smell of lots of zombies coming from there now.
Bertie finds an appropriate choke point. Is there like a doorway or something?
The entrance to this sort of tunnel from the sewer is one person wide at best.
Bertie stands in there, and then gets his ring out. Pops the ring of now attract undead on his.
We'll save from Sasha.
17 plus 4 is 21.
don't know what came over you earlier. It must have just been sheer ring lust.
Yeah, just really
wouldn't be the first time
things.
You've been desperate for a shiny
item. I like to think
item.
That she's still desperately attracted to the ring, but her innate hatred of Bertie is overcoming it, personally.
That's a strong
like,
character.
She's getting a bonus because it's Bertie.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. However, everyone give me a perception check.
16.
Nice.
How dark is it in here?
It is pretty dark. There's not much in the way of artificial or natural light.
Bertie's flicked on his shoulder, pauldron.
Shot. So now you have the equivalent of a torch down there.
I've got dark vision.
Yeah.
22.
12. Okay.
24.
Bertie, you hear that there is a definite uptick in zombie noises. Hamid, even you can get it with that check. For Sasha and for Grizzop, the number of zombies is probably pushing like at least 50. More than that, you're not going to be able to hear for the simple reason that, like, it just the reverberation, you don't know. That you can guarantee there's probably at least like 40 zombies down there. Like, a lot.
We defeated like 20 with almost no hassle.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a checkpoint.
Yep.
And things can be tossed over Bertie's head.
Yep.
And fired past his head.
Mm.
So I think
so
seems good.
The alchemist fire is split half and half between Grizzop and Sash. If she'll let him.
So, staying where you are, there is an uptick in the number of zombie noises. A minute passes and nothing else happens. Give me another check, Sasha.
10.
You know what? It might be a choke point, but you can choke this point more.
Yeah,
I'll
get in there with my dagger.
Yeah, getting like really, cool. Really, really close.
Yep.
Like really close, like maybe, you know, guarding both the left and right of his hip close.
When they come in, got a. Both daggers.
Bertie, for some reason, he doesn't know why, hears that Patrick Swayze song from Ghost. he can't identify it.
No more zombies are coming up this way.
I think we're going to have to go down there.
Bertie, okay, we can try one more thing. Bertie takes a shield and he whacks his sword against it. Come on, zombies, dinner time! Bang, 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 bang! Dinner gone!
There's a moment of pause then. From further down the tunnel, then nothing seems to be coming this way. There's just a lot of noise.
Come on!
Maybe there's some reason they can't get up the tunnel. Maybe there's some kind of barrier against it.
Shall I just scout ahead?
Yeah.
It's a stealth check.
Yes.
Not very good. 14.
14? Okay, heading down the tunnel. After a short distance, it starts getting narrower and narrower. Bertie would have a hard time here. It's readily apparent that probably a bunch of zombies just dug their way through by like brute forcing their way through and upwards in a specific direction. Eventually you see that it opens out into a more open space at the end of this tunnel. Mm-hmm. There doesn't appear to be movement or anything at the other end of this tunnel as far as you can see. You can continue to that opening if you wish.
Yeah, I'll go to the opening to make sure that, you know.
And you have dark vision.
Yeah, it's up to 60 foot.
There is a massive pit. That pit has a ridiculous number, hundreds of zombies, all of which appear to be basically buried haphazardly, randomly, and they're all just kind of wiggling around aimlessly. It looks like maybe the top layer brute forced their way through this tunnel you're
at. It's a zombie well.
But give me a knowledge history.
No.
See, you're all getting up in my grill about knowledge history. Turns out, really relevant in Prague. Just jump in the gun, as always.
I can't.
In which case, then.
I know nothing.
I've got
knowledge. Earlier than yesterday.
I've got knowledge religion.
Give me knowledge religion, because it would also cover it.
I assume a mass grave or something. That is a 23.
Yeah, you covered this in your sort of the healing and looking after the sick portion of your education.
Mm-hmm.
There were cases a long time ago where plague was a thing in Prague. It looks like it's an old plague pit.
Right.
As for why it is now...
I'm going to take a wild guess and say a rogue wizard came down and went, "You should all be zombies now." And they were like, "Yes, boss. Let's go, boss."
I think that zombie's really susceptible to peer pressure.
Easily led.
Yeah. He's smoking. Like, it's just all of them.
All he has to do is wear a bright red jacket.
It makes
dancing.
Me look cool.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, I'll buy fine. Every single zombie's wearing a leather jacket. Right? So,
give me a perception.
They want Healy.
Give me a perception check.
Perception. That's 12.
Yeah, loads of zombies. That's what you say.
Cool, I'll climb back up.
Yep.
And inform my newfound friends.
Loads of zombies.
There's some... It looks like it's a plague pit which somebody has zombified.
Hundreds, you say?
Yeah.
Could you...
We probably can't take that on. We should probably inform the authorities
at
this point.
Toss a bomb down there or something.
I was going to say we could roll some alchemist fire down there.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Just the one, onward trot. Do we think that's the lot? Hmm? Or there likely to be more?
Well, I probably won't get all of them.
Give me knowledge history, James.
12. No, hang on. I've done this. Sums wrong. I'm terribly sorry. That is 13.
13?
Yeah.
So, you similarly come to the conclusion of it being a plague pit, but also you have vague memories that Prague had quite an issue with plague, if you remember. Like, ages ago it was dealt with, but there's probably more than just one pit. But, like, why would anyone be keeping track of these things if it's this old, you know? Mm. Vague memories, nothing more.
Are these bodies really decomposed?
Yes.
I've got a vague memory of something. Something you said earlier. Fantafunky. Disco fever? Who's that? No.
The fact that Sasha has to hear what Bertie's saying. Can I do another will check, please? Being so put off.
Yeah, I'm afraid you are remaining close for now.
But maybe it's a good idea to take that ring off before we go up there.
If there's hundreds of them, Bertie, she's probably right.
Very well.
Just throw. Well, let's throw all the fire
down. Yeah, get all the alchemist fire down there at once, I guess.
Yeah, chuck them.
Are you going to the edge of the tunnel and chucking them, or are you going to try and roll? Basically, how do you want
to
do it?
Just go to the edge of the chuck where they can't.
Yeah. Give me a perception check, Sasha.
10, 20.
Yeah, burn them. Burn all of them. Yeah, yeah, nothing there.
Burn!
This old things are rubbish unless they're shiny. So, yeah. You chuck one, they immediately go up like dry kindling. No water's made it down here, it's actually dry to your sort of senses. And it becomes apparent you won't even need to. It just starts catching easily. In fact,
is it getting quite hot in here?
It's getting quite hot and smoke, acrid, foul smelling smoke is immediately starting to plume straight up the tunnel.
Guys, we should get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Ew. Four saves from everyone.
Ooh. 26.
27.
10.
Natural 20, so 23.
Sasha begins vomiting so hard just due to the stench and so on that in order to make it out of the tunnel, you're going to have to drag her. Let's go ahead and just presume that happens.
Bertie does that.
Handy, we have a huge metal man.
Yeah, exactly. The rest of you, it's fine, but... drag her out, and then the second that you're in the sewer, it's fresh as anything compared to what you're doing.
Ah, the sweet, sweet smell of not smoke. Oh, what is that though?
Yeah. And I think we'll end the episode there. So it took an entire episode, but you made it like what, 50 feet? Maybe 100?
Yeah.
I got a good feeling.
I think, yeah. If you look in terms of body count.
very
it's
efficient.
A very productive
episode.
Yeah, how
much experience does Sasha get from all those zombies?
Canonically, this you do not get experience from each individual zombie. It will be treated as a single encounter. I'm not dealing with this.
I think the real episode was the friends we made along the way.
Bye, guys! Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening. Welcome to episode 68 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
James Ross.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
Ben Meredith.
And who are you playing?
Sir Bertrand McGuffingham.
Hamid Sala Harun Al-Tahan.
Sasha Rackett.
Grisopdrick Akhagst.
Yeah, welcome to having a really hard name.
It's my second time.
And you're going to have to say it all the time now.
Funk to Funky, he's gone off to join the Celestial Hunty.
Yeah! Do it! That's the correct answer. That is the correct answer.
At some point, you're going to have to do a rushed burial rite, and that's got to be
it. Yeah. I'll do it now!
It's the equivalent of your rubber duck duck.
Yeah!
Okay, I'll do that with that.
Ashes to ashes, hope you weren't okay.
Ashes to ashes, don't be a cunt. Now off to the Celestial Hunt.
Yay!
Oh, God.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.